This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire risk of Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer here. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across the country, and that includes perhaps where you're at up there in Seattle, Washington. And don't forget, we're broadcasting around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Also, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, or how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very, very much for being there for the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And you can find us there as Captain's America, Captain's America, all lowercase. And our website is Captain's America, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All righty, joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, we have Frank Silvallo. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
How about if we say the pledge and get started, and we've already got a caller on the line. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because of our great country being formed and organized and set forth by Judeo-Christian values. All right, I'm going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, I guess I'm not going to go to the caller.
it's Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, that's right. It's the Jeff Epstein thing. Yeah, you're right. All right, now, I got a statement here. I got a press release sent to me last night. I don't know, I guess it was about 11 o'clock or thereabouts from Donald Trump. Because, of course, he doesn't have Twitter. He has Truth Social. But this was sent directly to the media that was on his list. So I'm going to read it. It's not that long. It says, not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I am going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents, even though they may have been drawn up by the radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done the past 6 years. My poll numbers are the strongest they've ever been. Fundraising by the Republican Party is breaking all records, and midterm elections are fast approaching. This unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement is inappropriate and highly unethical. The world is watching as our country is being brought to a new low, not only on our border, but also crime, economy, energy, national security, and so much more, but also with respect to our sacred elections. Release the documents now. This is from the office of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, this whole thing with Mar-a-Lago is the biggest political blunder
mm-hmm.
that I think I've seen in my lifetime. Not only did it galvanize the base, I mean, it galvanized the base. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a record voter turnout
mm-hmm.
from the Republican base. It also is going to shake the tree and galvanize the center and the libertarians who despise government overreach of the police state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the imbecile was that decided this was a great move, but it just really upped the ante for November. Mm-hmm. If you thought there was going to be a red wave, this is going to be a tsunami now
mm-hmm.
because voter turnout is going to be, it's going to be record breaking.
88.3% say they're going to vote Republicans and independents. 88.3%.
Yeah, and you're going to see close to 100% from the libertarian people. Not to mention, you're going to see a decreased number. I know they're saying, well, the Democrats are saying this has empowered them to go vote. It's not doing anything like that.
No.
It didn't galvanize anything. As a matter of fact, it's making a lot of moderate Democrats head to the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be recognized as supporting this administration. Or anybody who's supporting this administration.
Yep.
So it's just a political blunder. And I don't, whoever thought this up, wow, shouldn't have a job in politics, that's for sure.
Well, give a quick listen to this, because this is the guy that said he thought this up, but here we go. Listen to this one. Okay.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Justice Department filed a motion to unseal the court-authorized search warrant because of the substantial public interest in this matter. At a hastily scheduled news conference, Garland also said that he personally approved the search warrant. The actions were part of an ongoing Justice Department investigation into the handling of classified White House records. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, according to Garland, it was him.
Well, was he lying before or is he lying now?
I don't know. He lied four times in between.
The first time that he was asked about it, he said he knew nothing about it.
Right.
So was he lying then or is he lying now?
Mm-hmm.
He lied one of the times, so he's not a truthful person.
Well, that's true. And hold that thought, because we're going to come back with more of the truth here in the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And yes, we are talking about that, Frank Silvato. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way, including Stacey Abrams.
Radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm talking to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends of Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan, the Nissan stores, because they got a brand new one. It's almost ready to open. Almost, almost. It's so close you can taste it. It's the one up in Brooksville. And they will be opening here probably within the next month, it looks like. They've had to wait just like everybody else on some of the things that have been coming in to do the floors and the windows and all that sort of stuff on the inside. So we'll see if it works, but we'll let you know ahead of time because I'll be up there for the grand opening and we'll be broadcasting from up there. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I'm going to go right to the phone line again. We have a caller, and I think I know who this one is. Is this you, Mary?
Good morning. Hey, we lucked down in Tampa Bay where we have a radio station fill-in, or they brought in to fill in Larry Elder's spot. And he said, and makes a lot of sense on his show last night, South Dakota City Council, whatever you want to call it, small council, had decided not to say God.
No, it was the North. Wasn't it Fargo, North Dakota? They quit saying the pledge.
Yes, and that's just an example of how these smaller locations pass stuff like that. But what he said was, if they wanted to take God out because of people that weren't felt they weren't represented in that Pledge of Allegiance, well, if they're Hindu, Islamic, whatever, and don't believe in God, how many countries come here to live from countries that don't say, like the Pledge of Allegiance to the God?
Many.
And if they don't like the way the country was founded, which means our country on Judeo-Christian principles, would they be allowed to do things like that in their own country? The
nope.
answer would be no.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't like it, they should leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, and that's what I heard. It makes a logical sense.
Okay, get us some cars, and we'll move them out.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Mary. Yeah, I'm aware of that. The city, what was it, the city council or something like that. I was watching the proceedings when they were voting on it, and this one guy was explaining why it didn't. The Pledge of Allegiance didn't cover everybody because it said this and it said that. And what a play on words. And they said, okay, then I guess we don't need it. And they voted it out.
Well, that's sadly, that's happening more and more in places that are that consider themselves enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you excommunicate somebody, whenever you deny something, whenever you put a limitation on something, deny something, that's government restricting your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You should have the freedom to say the Pledge of Allegiance if you want to at a city council meeting. That's freedom to do something. You don't have to stand up and say it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to listen to it. You could go out in the hall. You could put on your earbuds. You could do whatever you want. That's your freedom not to engage in that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're denying some people their freedom because you're saying you can't. When government says you can't, when it puts a restriction on you, especially when it comes to thought or devotion or testimony, They're literally restricting your freedom. And that's the way we have to start looking at moves like this.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say the Pledge of Allegiance. You're restricting my freedom to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Can't say God. You're restricting my right to say God.
Mm-hmm.
You're restricting my free speech. This is directly covered under the First Amendment because it is a governmental body saying you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to know our rights. We need to be able to espouse them in a calm and decided fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody would have brought up this is the government encroaching on my freedom to be able to say it,
mm-hmm.
that's a debate that could have been had up there.
Well, here's something that kind of falls in line with this. Since conservatives are so generally focused on things like raising a family, building a business, or a career, or being part of a community organization, they rarely have time to become involved in political activism or even the local school board. Now, they haven't been around my area of the town here. But as a result, leftists have turned schools into indoctrination centers. And now, with control of both houses of Congress and the White House, they have the ability to rule tyrannically over all of us. And they've displayed to the world on Monday when they politicalized the FBI by raiding the home of a former president over documents. Now, here's the kicker, and this is from Red State, I might add. So now it's up to you and all of us, while we all want our government to leave us alone and carry out its narrow, constitutionally defined duties, we don't have the option of sitting on the sidelines. This battle has been brought to us, and whether you like it or not, you're now... Here comes the words. You're now the resistance. I wish I could laugh about it and make a Star Wars reference, but there's way too much seriousness for that. And this comes from the author, Jennifer Van Lair, who writes for Red State.
Well, I'm glad she finally got with the program because we've only been saying that for 20 years.
Or more.
No. You all politics is local, and you don't have the luxury of being able to say it doesn't affect me, so I'm not involved.
Right.
People have been saying that before I was born, so I'm glad Jennifer woke up and
mm-hmm.
finally espoused it.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the resistance, I believe that's the new definition of people who are actually constitutionalists.
Correct.
From the left, this is what the progressives do. They relabel, they rebrand, they keep throwing things at the wall to see what will stick. What will help them actually look better in the public eye? We're not the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And I refuse to allow them to label me. I'm an American. I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I believe in the Charters of Freedom. I believe in the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that politics is the cancer in our society today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a politician and you're going through the status quo apparatus, and you're not devoted to destroying that status quo apparatus, then I don't think you should be running for office.
Mm-hmm. Now, for
because the bureaucracy and the status quo apparatus is killing the republic.
Now, for the benefit of our listeners up in Atlanta, Stacey Abrams opened her mouth and inserted foot with something that could possibly be, in another state, a disqualifying self-owned desperate attack on the governor, Brian Kemp. She accused him of being the reason for the inflation and all the high prices in Georgia. Now, last I checked, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, last I checked, do the states print the money?
No, and the government doesn't even print the money. The Federal Reserve prints the money. The U.S. government has nothing to do with the currency besides guaranteeing the worth of the note.
So to blame a governor for everything that she blamed this governor for, no state, in fact, is in the business of printing your own money, nor do they have control over federal monetary policies, which Joe Biden and company created this whole mess to begin with. Putin's, Putin's price hike? Yeah, sure, right. Mm-hmm.
Stacey Abrams disqualified herself because she's a moron.
Mm-hmm.
She's intellectually not fit for the job. She's a race-baiting, one-trick pony that blames everybody else for the fact that she can't get elected to office to feed from the public trough.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's running again is testimony enough that the people in Georgia must defeat her in record numbers to embarrass her out of the public sphere once and for all.
Right.
Then she can go back to being, what, president of the universe or president of the earth? Or
well, whatever it is. And star. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's more fitted for that fantasy world and the fantasy world she writes about than she is for public office, because her idea of what government should be is an exercise in socialistic fiction.
Mm.
And quite frankly, the people of Georgia deserve a lot better than Stacey Abrams. She's just a whining loser who demands that everybody just say she won.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So we'll see what happens, because we got some people up there, their ears just picked up when we said Stacey Abrams and we said Georgia. I'll guarantee you that one.
Well, I mean, it's Stacey Abrams. I mean, it's an embarrassment. The Democrats in Georgia should be embarrassed if that's the best they can come up with.
All right, my friend, I got to let you go. And you have yourself a great, great, great day. And I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Say hello, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. That's undergroundusa.com. Go over there, sign up for the great stuff that he has to offer, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Attorney General Merrick Garland from the Department of Defense on Thursday attempted to squash the tidal wave of criticism that the Department of Justice has become a weaponized branch of government, intent on eliminating political opponents.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Former Attorney General for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, on Fox News Thursday night.
Well, what's suspect about that? We've now learned that warrant was signed on Friday, but not executed until Monday. So why get the warrant? That doesn't even make sense.
A man armed with a rifle and wearing body armor attacked the FBI's Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police Thursday. The Associated Press ID'd the man as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. No other details were available. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, since Markowski started the same time I did on the radio at the same radio station in the same city here in Florida, just over the bridge, I kind of conclude, I appreciate what he said, but I include him in that one too, because he's on as long as I am. I've been on the radio, and of course, he's the watchdog on Wall Street. You got to listen to his program, especially on the weekend, that 3-hour show, because he really knows what he's talking about, and he can help you. Speaking of knowing what you're talking about, if you're in pain, if you've got inflammation, if you've got, swelling, if you've got all sorts of things going on, maybe with your back, maybe with your feet, maybe with your elbow, or maybe with your knee, or whatever, I got something that will help you, because for the last 8 years plus, I have been taking Relief Factor every day, and it works for me. It works for me. Now, it costs $19.95. That's the same as cost since the first day I showed up to get it started with a 3-week quick start. That's about $1 a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, yeah, it goes up a little bit to about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. And that's every day, 7 days a week. And you take it every day. You don't just put it down and say, no, I've had enough, because you have to keep it in your system to make it work. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. You'll be out of pain. You'll be able to sleep. You'll be able to motivate around a little bit more. And that's what it's all about. Okay. Joining us on the telephone, we've got a candidate for Congress in Florida 15. That's the new district over there to the east of Tampa. Captain Kevin Mac McGovern is on the line. And good morning, Captain, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Captain?
I'm doing just fine. Listen, I know you've been busy and you got some activities going around. Maybe people can come find you.
Absolutely. I tell you, it is busy. And in the final rush here, before a week from Tuesday, we got the pedal to the metal. But yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on. If people go to my website, they can see what I've been doing. We've been doing a lot of the hobnobs and that sort of thing. But I tell you, the ones that I like the best is when I'm out talking to voters. And, you know, we go to the parking lots and the Walmarts and everywhere else. And I tell you, this is where you talk to America, and this is where you're going to find out the pulse and what's going on with our voters. And it's just, it's been a changing experience for me. I thought I knew what was going on, and this has confirmed a lot of it. And now it's just really amped me up.
You want a suggestion?
Yeah.
Go to a truck stop. Go to a Flying J or Truck Stops of America or a Pilot. Go there and watch the out-of-state truckers come in and tell you why they like coming to Florida.
You wouldn't believe how many people have told me how happy they are to be in Florida. Mm-hmm. We are getting flooded. And, you know, it's good news. A lot of people, when we talk to them, they say, you know, we came down here and it's for all the reasons we know. And the only regret they have is they got here too late to get into the primary, but they're all signing up for the general in November, and they are amped.
Now, I know after what happened Monday down in Mar-a-Lago that your platform may have changed a little bit. What happened there? I know you're full speed ahead, but what's going on with what we just saw happen to our former president?
Well, you know, one of my basics that my platform was always constitutional rights. And you, as well as much as anybody, know the words, support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Yep.
Against all enemies. And you know, when they put this in, foreign and domestic,
right,
they must have been looking down the road, because mm-hmm. that's where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw, we all watched in shock and horror when this happened. And he said, you know, those of us that have served around the world and seen some of these third world countries and what they do to their leaders and their ex-leaders, it's just incredible. We're seeing this in our own country. And I heard your guest before, and you know what? We're going to have to be activists. And
yeah,
this is, and you know, I tell people, some of the things on my platform, I've been called a radical. And you know what? I own that now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was another group of folks, and some time back, called the Founding Fathers, and they were radicals. So we are going to have to be activists. For the first time in my life, I am seeing the conservatives band together and say, we've had enough.
Yep.
And we got to get to the ballot box. We've got to do this. We've got to research the candidates, and we got to make sure that we get people in there who are not going to back down, and they're not going to be quiet. They're going to have the experience. They're going to be smart, and we're going to take our country back.
Yeah, we need more Marjorie Taylor Greens, Matt Gaetz's, that sort of thing, with a voice that's not afraid to use it.
Absolutely. You know, they don't care. And you know, you've got to, this experience has taught me, you know, I thought I could go out there and be, you know, the citizen, the statesman and all. And you can, but you had better have a backbone, and you had better dig in. And you've got forces fighting us now that mm-hmm. we've never understood before.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, you know, even at my level, the fake news comes after you, and you get things, you do an interview and they twist it around and they edit it and they put it out in a different words, and you've got to fight like heck. And that's exactly what we're all going to have to do.
Yeah. Now, talking folks to Captain Kevin Mac McGovern. He's a retired United States Navy captain, served in D.C. You've had some pretty prominent commands. I want to ask you one little thing here.
Sure.
With your website, they can go over there, they can sign up to do whatever. Well, it's like any other candidate, right? You can give donations, you can volunteer, you can whatever, right?
Absolutely. We've still got a lot of signs we're putting out. We've got people. I like your idea about that. You know, the truck stops, we could talk to those people.
Oh, yeah.
Sign waivers, get out, you know, do everything we can. Yes, you absolutely can. It's real easy. You can go in, sign up. You can see where I'm going to be. You know, I've been traveling around the district, as I mentioned. You know, there's a lot of events, but the events that really count are the ones that are in the street, talking to the people that matter. And, you know, I liken this to, you know, when you run for politics, it changes you forever. You know, somebody like you, you know, you went to war and that experience changes you. That's what this is like. It's like a war out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I liken it to this. You're going for a job interview and you've got hundreds of thousands of hiring managers. You know, and you've got to get out there and talk to people and get your name out. But I tell you, it's a wonderful experience also because you see the process working and you hear people's voices and it just gives you hope that we are going to get this thing done.
We've got about 90 seconds left. I want you to tell me, what are the people telling you out there?
They are telling me, and they have switched parties. They're tired of this. They're seeing their America go down the tubes. And they are, first of all, they're all scared about inflation. And now their constitutional rights are just being ripped away. If they can do this to Trump, they know that they can do this to each and every one of us.
Well, the way we stop this is we have to vote these bums out. We got to get them out of office, all the ones we can get out come November. We have to do it, folks. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's got to be more of us than them, and I think we can do this. I think we've got the numbers, and I think we can get out there, and we can do what we need to do and get these people all around the country that we need to get out, get them out of office.
That's exactly right, and we're going to do it.
Now, website, please.
It's McGovernForFlorida.com, so that's M-C. GovernForFlorida, McGovernForFlorida.com.
And I wish you well, and we'll probably see you out there in the bicycle doing the Ride to Save America tour somewhere.
You should certainly will, and thank you so much for having me.
Okay, God bless America, and God bless you, and good luck.
Thanks.
All right, that is retired United States Army Navy, or United States Navy Captain Kevin Mac McGovern, McGovern for Congress, the website, and check him out. There's a lot of candidates in that race over there, Florida 15. So check him out, see what he has to offer. You never know, never say never in this world. So there you go. Now, we're coming back with our final segment. And I'm going to have the Sports Zone quarterback on board. That means look out, stay low. Here comes Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. We'll be right back with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And don't forget this portion of the program being brought to you by Dominic's Wines and Decor down in Sarasota, Florida. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs here in the local Tampa and Sarasota areas. Don't forget, you can give them a call, regardless of where you're at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. They'd be more than happy to answer your questions. And maybe you're up there in, oh, I don't know, Baltimore. And let's say you need a certain kind of blind, and maybe you're looking for the Hunter Douglas dealer. Well, they are one of them. Maybe you're looking for some parts. Maybe it's a shade or a shutter that's broken. You got to put that shutter back in there, or the shades. They got them. They can help you. So give them a call, 941-922-2345. They'll be more than happy to talk to you. And if you're here local, they'll set up an appointment for service, or you can just stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone and insurance quarterback, is with us. Check out their Facebook page, and you'll find their podcast over there. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody had a nice, pleasant week, and we'll have a nice weekend. The official exhibition football season started last night, Captain. Last Thursday, you had the Hall of Fame game. Last night, you had the New York Giants taking on the New England Patriots. They won 23-21. And Both first teams looked okay, so not bad for a first outing, you know, to just get the rust off to get ready for the regular season here in a few weeks. And then also the Baltimore Ravens beat the Tennessee Titans 23-10. They looked good running the football. So we'll see. It's early, and you can't put too much emphasis on the preseason, but it's always good to
I got a question, and a couple of listeners wanted me to ask you. What's going on with Brady that he's taking, what, 11 days off?
Yeah, very interesting. I don't know if maybe this is planned just for him to have some quality family time, because he gets, when the season starts, he really gets into it. He's very competitive, and, you know, he doesn't need, you know, a full training camp, obviously, all these years in the league. I don't know why they have to be so secretive. I mean, some things have come out that there was no problem with the family or the kids or parents. So, you know, I don't know why they just don't tell it like it is. Captain, hey, he's going to take a two-week respite to be with his family, and he's going to gear up for the season and give it everything he's got to win a Super Bowl. Okay. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that, do you, Captain?
No.
So, I don't understand, but whatever. It's just the basic sometimes the thing these guys say and do. But we do have some more exhibition football tonight. The Falcons and the Lions will kick it off at 6 o'clock. Coming home from work, going to watch a little football. There you go. Our friends up in Atlanta will be able to watch the Falcons. And then the Browns and Jaguars will play at 7 o'clock. All our friends up in Jacksonville. Then the Jets and Eagles. We will do it at 7:30. And then tomorrow, Captain, you know, that's going to be they're going to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Panthers and Commanders, Chiefs and Bears, Colts and Bills, Steelers and Seahawks, Dolphins and Bucks. 7:30 tomorrow for all the people in Florida who are either a Dolphin fan or a Buccaneer fan or both. You'll be able to watch that one. And we're good old New Orleans. They'll play at 8 o'clock tomorrow night against the Texans. And then a lot of people out there in the West, Captain, that listen to the show, Cowboys and Broncos, 9 o'clock tomorrow out there in good old Mile High, Denver. The Rams and Chargers will finish it off.
And New Orleans brought in a short-timer quarterback because of Jameis's injury.
Yeah, but I think Jameis will be fine to start the year, Captain. But, yes, they should be fine when it runs all said and done. And then for tomorrow, which is kind of neat, people will be able to watch a 425 preseason game with the Vikings and the Raiders. So that kind of gives you an update of, you know, preseason football. See everybody getting geared up, thinking their team has a chance. And, yeah, when the season starts, everybody's your own hero, Captain. So anything can happen, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Anything on your end that you'd like to talk about on the sports side of things there, Captain?
Turn left, go fast.
There you go, man. Don't you forget good old NASCAR. Yeah, they're gearing up for the good old playoffs here.
Yeah.
September. You know, I mean, it's the fourth, pardon me. That's when it'll all happen. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be great. And, we talked about Bill Russell passing away and how we watch some of the old timers play Captain. We're going to retire number 6, and so nobody can wear number 6 in the NBA anymore. And I think that's rightfully so. I think he was a guy who really brought some recognition to the NBA. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty cool. Well, Captain, you know, that's pretty much a good update on everything. I want to let everybody know, give them an update if I can help them out with any insurance needs. Okay, I've helped you out, helped out a lot of other people. I can save you money, either on your prescriptions, either on your policy, get you, you know, some better quality care, get you some added benefits. There's a lot of products out there. They've changed a lot of things. And it behooves you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Real simple number, 813-966-1052. And love to help you out and talk to you and to speak with you. If I can save you some money, great. If I can't, then you know you're in a good position. We can be happy. Peace of mind's a value too, correct, Captain?
Correct.
Amen, brother. Well, thanks again, Captain. God bless you. Have a safe weekend. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday at the studio.
Yes, sir. Stay out of trouble and stay low, and I'll be at the gun show tomorrow in Sarasota.
In Sarasota. Very good. Okay, Captain, please say hi to Guy for me.
I will.
God bless him. And you have a good trip down there, and have a nice time.
All right, you take care. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Sports Zone on Facebook. Go look it up, the Facebook page for Sports Zone. You'll see what they're all about. You'll catch their podcast over there for their show as well. Now, we've got tomorrow, as I say, I'll be down in Sarasota at the Two Guys Gun Show at Robarts Arena. I'll be there from 9 to 3. Look forward to seeing you down there. Got a lot of great people who stop by whenever we're down there, and I'm looking forward to seeing the gang again, the Good Time Gang. So there you go. All right, now let me see. Let me find this little something here. Here we go. Get ready, folks, because here it comes. Get ready. It's going to start. Trust me when I tell you, it is going to start.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, live outside Mar-a-Lago, where tomorrow, God willing, on the weekend edition, I'll be talking football. But right now I want to talk about the Department of Injustice and D. Merrick Garland and Mitch McConnell. You're fired, okay? So I'm going to do the Senate Majority Leader's take on the raid of Mar-a-Lago. Hey, D. Merrick, how come you haven't filed criminal charges on Joe Biden for 13 soldiers dying in Afghanistan? How come you haven't filed an indictment on Joe Biden for letting these illegals come across our border with their drugs and their dis-ease? How come you haven't stopped this unholy administration from passing bills that are racial and prejudicial against the American people, but a carve-out for billionaires? No, you're fired. You're disgraced. Okay? Mitch McConnell, you're fired. And we're standing up for righteousness, and we're standing up for the American people. You better toughen up, Donald. Okay? Donald, and by the way, you idiots that are auditing him up in your door, Donald built Woolman Rink where Ed Koch wasted $20 million and he couldn't get the job done, and Donald got it done on time and on budget. If it wasn't for Donald Trump in New York with Trump Tower, New York would be a crap hole, and I'm from the Bronx, okay? Step up, stand up for our country, our Lord and Savior, and let's get to work. Peace.
All righty, that's Todd in Tampa. Although he's not in Tampa, sounds like he's down there in Mar-a-Lago today, and that's okay. He gets around, you know. You're entitled to get around in this business, in this world. Don't forget, for those of you on the weekend, I'll be down in Sarasota tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. So look forward to seeing you down there, the listeners over there down that way. And for those of you that have to leave us because you don't clear carries on the weekend, I'll see you all on Monday. But for the rest of you, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Stay low. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.